But for now, what we'd like to do is we'd like to do some image expansion with you. So let yourself get comfortable in a position in which you can be more balanced and hopefully don't fall asleep, because it's always useful to participate. And in a sense, to just to let your nervous system, your brain has gotten a lot of talk in there, and just to let yourself kind of relax with it and take a little breath, belly breath. And just kind of let go of any tension that's residual. And the only tension that you need to have is just what's required to hold your body up. If you let go of everything, of course, you'd fall over, but we don't recommend that. Just get as balanced as you can, because that uses it's the most elegant usage of your muscles and ligaments to hold your structure in balance. And tell your body mentally, just loving your body, you know, your body's such a good friend for you. It's been your vehicle to enable you to do all this wonderful spiritual work. And thank it and say, you know, I know you want to do things like, go eat and travel and go do this and talk to that person, and you have stuff you want to do. But for right now, body, just be quiet. Just relax a little while. Just stay in peace and quiet for now. And just a few minutes, I'll be back. And then we'll go and do all those things you want to do. So giving your body permission to be quiet, letting it know everything's going to be okay. You're not abandoning it. Closing your eyes. Let yourself go into whatever you perceive within yourself as your center. It is perhaps the place from which your conscious awareness comes, as if you were to seek the source of your awareness. Who are you, the aware one? Where is that awareness? You pay attention to that awareness. This conscious you. The part of you that transcends, actually, all your different identities and images. It is a you, the essence of you, who you really are. What you might imagine that to be, what you might sense that to be. Just go and find that point of awareness, that point of consciousness. And let yourself just sense that you detach from the body. It's going to be safe. It'll be there for you. That this point of consciousness and awareness, where you are, is just floating. It's floating free. And sense it floating. No boundaries, no limits. Just floating. And sense it floating through a starry sky. Just floating. Not moving rapidly, just drifting. And the starry sky doesn't have to be nighttime. It could be daytime, a blue sky, but still the sparkle of stars, hundreds, thousands of stars. Drifting through this starry sky, beautiful points of light twinkling. Every one of those lights is a conscious being, like you. You are a spark of light. You are a conscious being. They are here to witness you, to love you, to support you. And just like stars twinkling in this night sky, they twinkle. They twinkle at you. They twinkle a wink of love for you. You are surrounded with loving beings. As you float, gently drift through a starry sky. You are not alone, dear one. You are one of a society of dreamers. You are linked with all of these sparks of light that are non-physical, as well as sparks of light of other physical beings like yourself, incarnated in various places around the planet. You have come here to know yourself and to create some wonderful things fast. And you've done that. So let yourself feel the love. Let yourself feel the support of this grid of lights. You don't see the connecting lines, but you can feel them. You're all part of a grid. And then some of these stars move from their position and they move to a place above your head. They move together. They put their light together and create a bright star, a big star. This is the way that we show ourselves. We are a group who become as one, and we become a bright star to be with you and to love you. Above you, just sense the light shining on you. And let us send a beam of light down to you. Maybe it's in your favorite color. Maybe it's a pure white or violet. As this light beam comes to you and reaches you, it is a column of light that surrounds you, and you are wrapped up entirely inside of it. We are with you, and we are going to work with you. Provided you are willing, we will be very happy to work with you, to help heal you, to lift you, to help you expand. Expand your image. The first thing we want to do is to remind you that you are, by your very nature, divine. You're a spark of consciousness, a spark of the divine. It's as if you're a cell, a spark of light amongst many sparks of light, many cells that make up the body, if there were one, of God, Goddess, all that is. You're part of it. You are part of God, Goddess, all that is. And all the light, all the love of God, Goddess, all that is available to shine, to flow through you. You're a powerful reality creator and co-creator, along with your friends, higher self, mentors, masters, teachers, guides, guardians. You have created a life in which you are on a spiritual path. On a spiritual journey home. Imagine yourself now, the spark of light that you are, becoming brighter. Let our light go into every particle of you, every part of your light, Let your light grow in the radiance of all your friends in the starry sky. Let yourself grow. Let yourself get big with light. Let yourself now receive light. Receive light and love from above, yes, from us, and also from the divine within you, from the greater light that you are. Let that light flow through you. Let yourself feel that light enter you. Let yourself take that light and expand it all around you so you become brighter and brighter and bigger and bigger. There's something that has been holding you back. Something that has held you back in accepting, admitting, and claiming the divine that you are. Something that has always pulled you back into a smaller you. Perhaps an adolescent time period identity. Perhaps even a rejected, lonely child identity. Perhaps an identity of a young adult, a 20-something who never could seem to do enough, get enough, be enough, trying to achieve and achieve and achieve and achieve, trying to earn their way. Whatever it is that's in your way, a rejection from a beloved person, a sense of a fear about what others would think, a feeling of not belonging. Whatever has been holding you back, tune into it now. It may not be clear exactly what it is, but you can feel the limitation. You can feel the restriction. It's an imprisonment of energy. You can feel a pull to shrink. You can feel a darkness, a tightness, a tension, even maybe a pain. That which has held you back. It's time to let it go now because it's not part of who you are. It's not part of where you're going. It's not of value to you at this time. You don't have to know everything about your history. You don't have to dismantle and deconstruct every psychological pattern. Just sense the essence of this limitation and know you can let it go. You can be big enough in your light and love to let go of the small you, the one who feels insignificant, unworthy, undeserving, insecure, worried, fearful. That you, that piece of your old identity, yes, you can let it go. And we have created a vortex for you. A vortex, as we said at the beginning of this event. You are at the still point of the center, and as you move away from you, you can feel the movement go spinning faster and faster the further away to spin out into your reality. So we're going to count to three. And at the count of three, we're going to take what you're willing to give us of this limitation. We're going to lift it up, you and us together, into this center quiet place, the still point of the center of the vortex, and then spin it out. And it's going to go out of you, out of who you are. It's going to go out into your world And there it's going to be transmuted. Because it's dark, limited stuff. Your reality is made of light and love. It's going to be transmuted back into light and love. Don't worry, it's not going to hit somebody else out there. It's not going to mess anybody up. It's not going to hurt us. You're going to just be free of it. Give yourself permission to be free of this limitation. And you're going to feel the essence of limitation, essence of the small you. It's almost like a baby you, all small, weak, scared, limited. You've nurtured this one. You've protected this one. You've hidden this one. Let it come up now. Let it come out. Pay attention to it now. Feel it. It has been you. It's no longer you. Feel it. Feel the limitation. Make the choice in your mind that you choose to release this limitation. It's your choice. At the count of three, we're going to pull it out of you, lift it up, and spin it out. One. Come on now, focus on it. Feel the darkness of it. Sense the essence of this small you. Feel the pain, the suffering. Two. Focus. Focus on it. Focus on it. Start lifting it out of you. Start separating it from you, the light that you are. And three. Let us take it. Come on. Give it to us. More pieces coming up? Fine. Give it to us. Give it to us. Give it all to us. Come on. Give it all. Give it all. Everything you want to let go. Come on. Give it to us. Give it to us. Come on. We're sending it out now. Sending it out on the vortex. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. You don't need to pay any more attention to it. Don't hold on anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Float. Float free. Bright, shining you. Feel the space. Feel the sense of infinite space. Feel how big you are now. There are no boundaries. Let yourself just float, float. Don't go looking for it, because some of it will want to reattach. Don't let it come back. Come on. Let it go. If any of that happens, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. All right. Just pay attention to the space. This is the void. Be in the emptiness. Be in the nothing. Let your thoughts just kind of disappear for a while. If thoughts come in, just let them go. Don't pay attention. Don't pay any attention to them. Just float just a little bit. Quiet. Silent. And let us do a little work with your brain. Mainly with your limbic brain, the reptilian brain, which seems to feel it's very important to hold on to fear and limitation. So let us work with that brain. We're going to go into your body. Now, you may not be in your body, but you may still feel these because you're in your conscious awareness and it can affect that. We're going to go in your brain now. And we're going to go into that limbic brain. The origin of the fight or flight or freeze mechanism. We're just going to go in there. And we see that potential unsafety that's always there. The unsafety, insecurity. And we're just gonna start pulling it out. We're gonna start dissolving it in light. We're putting light in your limbic brain, dissolving all that fear and that need to protect yourself, that need to defend, to be on the lookout for attack. Look out. Just let it go. Just let us work with your brain now. You've let the pattern go. You let the energy go. Just let us work with your brain and accept the light. And just let yourself float in the emptiness while we do this. To bring you a greater sense of safety. Building safety. Infusing safety. Love. Peace. All right, as you float in the void now, we're doing some work, you may feel calmer. You may feel more peaceful. Your mind may be quieter, fewer thoughts. Now, what would it be like if you had no limitations to your self-image and your identity? What would it be like if you identified with the divine? What if you knew all day long, 24/7, you were divine? That you could love yourself, have compassion for yourself, and love and have compassion for everyone else? That your reality was just an illusionary playground for you to have fun with? That you were safe in a reality that is loving and supportive of you, your friend? What if you were always 20 feet tall, radiating light to everyone, even while you slept? That any challenges coming to you, you could laugh. You could see the illusion. You could play. You could maintain your knowing of the divine. How would your life be if you could be there? What would your life look like? What could possibly look different from what it's been? What could manifest differently in your life? Or what more would you like of something that's manifesting beautifully? Where do you want to go with your reality, with your life? You know you're returning home to union, full union with the divine. Between this point of consciousness right now and that point of consciousness in this physical lifetime, what would you like to experience, achieve, learn, do, be? At the count of three, you're going to send this choice, this imagination, this desire, this sense of purpose, passion, mission. You're going to send it out into your world and inform your world of who you choose to become. With the count of three, one. Feel it. Feel how high it can be. Feel how glorious the celebration of your life can be. The love that you can share. The flow of divine substance through your very body, your pores, your cells, your being. The gift you are. Two. And now let's send it out. Let it all go. Don't hold on. Three. Let it all go. Let it go out there into your world. The intention this time to inform your world. This is the life you choose. This is the manifestation you prefer. This is the being that you are now and are becoming. Come on, let it all go. Let it all go now. Let it all those pieces go. So you don't even think about it. So you don't even try to figure it out anymore. So you don't even pay attention to all the positive stuff and even anymore. Just let it all go out there into your world. Spin out. You want the full picture out there in your world. So your world can hold that vibration for you. You can change it. You can change yourself. You can change. Okay. And now the big being that you are, the bright being that you are, in your daily life, we suggest for you to think about that this is a technique we're going to do now. From that position where you are now, it may seem irrelevant, but when you are facing challenges or when you're facing success in your life, this is the image expansion you want to do. We are adapting a technique by a dear friend. Dear friend Lazaris, we want you to imagine yourself having success, maybe the most recent time that you had success, or the most recent time that you had a challenge, or even lost your success, where your success diminished or faded, and disappointment came. If you can remember that, how you shrank back, after the glow, after the flow, things falling apart, things shrinking back. This would be when you would do it. Perhaps you can use an example to play with. But since your old image, the one that we're shrinking back to, since that image, sense the image where you're at, perhaps, that is in the process of shrinking. And see it as a cube, as a three-dimensional object. You're going to have length, width, and depth. Or you may want to see it as length, height, and depth. And you're going to sense that smaller you inside this cube. You can see inside it. It is translucent. The way you determine this cube is that if you're small, it's going to be low. And that you is going to be bent over, can't stand up. If you're not acknowledging your richness and depth of you, it's not going to have depth, it's going to be tight, front to back. And if all the areas of your life are limited in that same way, it's going to be pretty narrow, side to side. You, the bright you that you are, seeing this lesser, smaller you inside this cube of image, the image cube. Now, it's not shaped exactly like a cube, because it may be flat on the top. It may have some depth, may have more width than height. But just sense it. It's tight. Crawl in there. Crawl in there with that smaller you. Because you love this smaller you. And it's time for this smaller you to be, in a sense, rescued, helped, healed. And let us go in there with you. You've got all this light swirling around you. Sparkles. Of loving being, witnessing. Let's all go in the cube now. We're going to expand this cube up. The count of three. Get in there. Feel the tightness. Ouch. Ouch. Ah. I have to twist, turn. Oh my gosh, it's so tight. And at the count of three, start pushing. We'll push. Everybody push. All your spirit helpers will push. Your mentors, masters, guides, teachers, guardians, everybody's going to push, pull, and make this cube really big. Here we go. One, two, three. Come on. Push, push. Okay, there we go. Okay, pulling, pushing, pulling, pushing. Everybody helping. Come on, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger, 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 bigger. Push upwards. Up, 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 up. Let's bring it up. Oh, way, 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 way up. Push it up, 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 up. And boom, blow off the top. All right. Now push sideways, 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 sideways until the sides just plump fall over. Front and back, push, 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 pull, 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 push really book way, way, way far away until whew, falls over. And you're in free and open space. You're free. And that smaller you, love that smaller you, embrace that smaller you. And mentally speak to that smaller you. I am going to go on into greater things. And my mission. And you, smaller you, perhaps it's a child, adolescent, young adult. And you, you can have your life, your perfect life. You don't have to help me out anymore or remind me or call me back. Into lesser experience. You're free. And I have a gift for you. Take this lesser you that you love, that was you for so long, and just take it by the hand and lead it to a door. Where'd this door come from? You don't know. Open the door. Go in, close the door behind you. And this lesser you now is having their perfect life. There it is, right there. It's the fantasy fulfilled. Everyone loving, the perfect family, the perfect friends, the success, the safety, the security, the joy, the love, the freedom. If there was poverty, tremendous wealth. Give this younger you a money machine. All I have to do is just hit a button and $50, $100 bills will come out. Give them everything. Here, it's yours. I'm going to go on. Don't come into my life. Have fun. Enjoy. Do it here. This is your job, is to have as much fun as you can. Go for it. Let loose of this you. This smaller you. Let loose of this you. And let them go into their life. Feel the joy. Feel their happiness. Ah, feel the peace. Ah, the safety. Ah, that they're experiencing. The love. If it's a child, make sure they have a nice, beautiful guardian angel watching over them, taking them by the hand. Let them be in a beautiful place, beautiful neighborhood, maybe beautiful house, great friends, beautiful nature. Whatever makes them happy. They have it now. Wave goodbye. I'm going on. Homeward bound. They're glad you're doing it. They count. They wave goodbye. You come back through the door. Close the door. You go and you step into the center of what used to be the cube. Now disappeared. Now blasted. You step into that center place. Feel the freedom. Feel the space. Feel your light. Feel your reality. Your light touch all the edges of your reality. You, the 20-foot tall light being, radiating love and light from the divine through you and out to your world. And all successes and all glories and all joys are feedback for you. All success of great success, great love, is natural now to you. Own it. Claim it. It's natural to you to be happy, healthy, successful, free, loving, and loved. You belong here on the planet. You're part of the society of dreamers. Claim your light. Claim your mission. You didn't come here to do nothing. This is not an R&R lifetime. This is a lifetime of homegoing. Claim your divine self. Choose to remember more and more of who you are, always. And it is done for now. You can keep doing this over and over, always going to new levels. Let yourself come back to your body. Good body, thank you for waiting for me so nicely, so easily, so gently. Gently, gently, gently open your eyes. And maybe rotate your ankles. You know, lift your feet up off the floor and rotate your ankles. Rotate your wrists a little bit. Wiggle your fingers. You're back in your body. Your attention is back in your body. Your body cannot contain the light of you. It's only the point of attention you're using to do your work. We recommend during any time period that you find a tremendous amount of growth happening, and ta-da, guess what? It's happening right now. If you've noticed, it's going pretty fast right now. You're growing lickety-split. What you want to do is to repeat this meditation. If you can repeat the whole meditation, fantastic. We recommend that you listen to it over and over again to keep your image current and up to the flow. Because the more you keep your image up, the more the flow increases. And the more the flow increases, the more you need to keep your image up. And then there will come a point where you will voluntarily kind of shrink. It's not to an immature or a lesser image. What you'll do is you'll take a pause. And that is a contraction of a positive nature. There is a positive contraction. It is for you to take a pause to integrate. You will always need integration time. That's why you need downtime. Regardless of how much energy work or spiritual stuff you're doing, you need some downtime to integrate into the physical all the expansion and all the awarenesses and all the attention expansion you've been doing. It integrates. It takes 2 to 3 days to integrate, so periodically give yourself a 2 or 3 day break just to integrate. Do nothing. We know that's challenging for you. You have so many things on your to-do list. But the less you can do, the more you can integrate, and then surge outward. Continue to do image expansion. But that's where you integrate and you get the vision of the next surge. That's where you get and touch the greatness of the next level that moves you and expands you out into your world again. And the flow revs up for you again. It's a continuous breath, out, in, out, in. It's the way the universe works. There's waves. Keep the image expansion going, and no matter what part of the wave you're in, and you'll find your life becoming sublime, magical, lifted, easier. You'll find solutions, resolutions, answers. You'll find new discoveries. You'll see who more of who you are. You'll have more love, more, and more. And periodically take a pause to rest, to integrate, to rethink, reevaluate, and then continue. It has been our pleasure to work with you today. We see now at the end, this should have been a full day workshop. There's way too much to do. We have so many more things we would love to do with you. But nevertheless, we so treasure the time that you allow us to be with you. It is our pleasure. And until we have the opportunity to work with you again, we surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Farewell.